right, let's go ahead and get started. The agenda is here. Today on the agenda, an update on the credentials working group plan. Have some good news on that. We also need to talk a bit more about recruiting and assigning organizations to people so they're very clear about which organizations they're going to go after. And then maybe covering the decentralized identifiers discussion towards the end of the call, just so that everyone kind of knows what's going on there. Any other updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else we should discuss today?
Just letting you know, I probably need to get off a little bit early. So
okay.
If I go away, don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. And I'm hoping the call won't last the whole hour today. Eric, who is that? Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Credentials, working group plan. So I had a discussion with W3C staff last week, at the end of last week, and the Web Payments Interest Group had a discussion about credentials next steps on Monday. So the good news here is that due to the feedback in the roundtable and due to feedback that W3C has gotten after the web payments face-to-face meeting, if people will remember, the credentials work was taken off of the version 1 charter for the web payments work, but there have been a number of people that are now saying, but they didn't intend for it to be struck from things the group was interested in doing. And so at this point, we have gotten the go-ahead to come up with a plan for pitching an official credentials working group to the W3C. And there are three major sticking points that have been identified. The first one is that the W3C management team would like to see a list of organizations that are firmly committing to joining the work if it were to get started at W3C. So we already have kind of the start of that list, but we need to go around and get more organizations saying that they want to participate in the standardization of what the CG is currently working on. Let me pause for half a second. We've got a couple of new people. Sunny is on SIP. Who is 508 area code 6074, the last four?
Okay, that's Jim Goodell.
Hi, Jim. Z01E. Then we've got 778 area code.
That's Christoph Dorn.
Hi, Christoph. Christoph. I think that's all the unidentified folks. We'll go around and do introductions right after this topic. Matt, Christoph, and Jim, it would be good if you guys could think about what you want to say during the introduction section. But back to the W3C credentials plan. So W3C has identified three things that they would like to see the credential CG work on so that they can make a better argument to the W3C membership. The first one is recruiting. They want a list of organizations that are saying they're going to join the work. They have looked at the list of organizations in the credential CG, and they would like to see more representatives from a broader set of organizations. So they acknowledge that Pearson and Educational Testing Service and Accredit Trust and Digital Bazaar and Badge Alliance and Concentric Sky, you know, are all involved right now and have been involved heavily, but they want to see that number balloon to about 30 organizations before they feel comfortable with proposing an official working group to the W3C management. So that's the first thing that we need to work on is basically recruiting, and we've got the mid part of the agenda today to cover that. The second thing that we found out is that there are a number of back channel discussions that are working against us, particularly from the security community. Are concerned, security and privacy are big concerns, and unfortunately they're not coming here to voice those concerns. They're voicing them directly to W3C management. And luckily, since we have such a good working relationship with W3C management, they've let us know about it. They have let us know about it and what the concerns are. So specifically, there are two blog posts slash papers that they'd like to see us put together to counter some of these arguments that are being made in these back channels. So the first one is, what makes this credentials approach different from the 15 years of identity approaches that have been tried and failed on the general web? So they want an analysis versus SAML, they want an analysis versus OpenID Connect, and they want an analysis versus Persona. So I am committing to write those things mainly because we've put a lot of thought into each one of those items. So hopefully you'll be able to do that in the next week to week and a half. The other thing that they'd like to see us do is define exactly where W3C can add value. So they need to understand, you know, why should the work be done at W3C versus the Internet Engineering Task Force or OASIS or ISO. So a quick post about why it should why the work would probably succeed at W3C where it has failed at these other organizations would be an interesting thing for them to provide to the membership. Okay, so that's kind of where we are. The Web Payments Interest Group is basically going to wait for us to put this overarching strategy together for them. So that's going to be in concert with Ian Jacobs, who was on the call a couple of weeks ago. We're all going to be working together, the Credential CG, Ian, and a couple other W3C staff contacts to try and put together a proposal that is going to be an easy sell to W3C management. Some of the other organizations that will be joining us in doing that are the organizations from banking and finance that were a bit taken aback by the credentials decision at the face-to-face. So there is a bit of confusion around that, that those members are just starting to kind of understand and realize what happened at the face-to-face. Since there were new members, they didn't realize they were supposed to be speaking up in favor of the credential stuff. They thought that there would be another time to do that. So that puts us in a better position than we were a week or so ago. It's still not the ideal position that we wanted to be in, but that's kind of where we are. So let me stop there and see if there are any questions from the group and identify who's the 661 area code that just joined.
That was me. I already associated with me.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Dave. Okay. Any questions or concerns about the current status of where this stuff is at W3C?
This is Richard. Could you talk about the timeline for then say we produce these three things, what would be the timeline and method for deciding yes, no, and where would that occur?
So once we decide these, once we do these three things, the question is will then be, does W3C management feel comfortable with proposing a draft charter to the W3C membership. So that would happen in August. And that's the most aggressive, best thing that could happen, is in August they put forth a credentials working group charter. And then the membership would vote on it, and potentially by TPAC we could still have our first meeting. So that's the most aggressive timeline. A less aggressive timeline is they propose something by September. If we're able to get together 30 organizations saying that they're going to join the work, and we're able to, you know, get that charter in front of the W3C membership by September, it is not going to be ratified by TPAC in October. But I think what we would push for is to have a meeting anyway at TPAC. Because that would allow us to drive more membership into the group and give everyone kind of an overview of where we are in our thinking. So the third case is the failure case, which is we are not able to get a charter in front of the membership before TPAC, and we're unable to get something in front, when we're unable to get a meeting at TPAC either. And at that point, we should start considering doing the work elsewhere, such as IMS Global. Okay, so Nate asked the question. Do you want to ask that in via voice, Nate?
Sure. I was just wondering if the concerns that were shared from the security and privacy folks were specifically about security and privacy, and whether they were relating to a specific proposal, or really like how well they understood like what was actually being suggested here.
So I don't think that the, again, just like in the web payments face-to-face, I don't think that the loudest critics actually understand in depth what we're trying to do here. So it was just general, So one of the comments was, I don't think it is a good idea to create an identifier that can be used across multiple websites. Right. So for example, if we go with a URL, that's such an identifier. If you have a URL that identifies you, if you have an email address that identifies you, or if you have a DID that identifies you and you use that identifier across multiple websites, there is very strong privacy pushback against that. Right. They would much rather see things like bearer credentials, which are much more difficult to be tracked. Nate. So you hit the nail on the head in IRC. Oh, you mean like an email address? Yes, they're against using an email address as an identifier or anything that can be shared. So these are the like hardcore privacy advocates, and they often find themselves fighting tsunamis, technological tsunamis, meaning that they're just sitting there kind of screaming at this giant wave that's approaching. And there's really not much they can do about it, because either they don't have the technical, corporate backing to do something, or they don't have a counterproposal. The proposal is don't do it, not achieve it in this other technical mechanism, using this other technical mechanism. So all that said, I think this group cares very deeply about privacy, and we want to make sure that we're as privacy enhancing as possible without completely gutting the core use case, which is the ability to tie credentials to a particular person in some way, shape, or form that allows that to be portable, right? That information to be portable. So that's the privacy. That's the biggest privacy counter, in that it's, this doesn't sound like a privacy enhancing system, therefore don't do it. So the other thing was from a security standpoint, and the security standpoint is, why aren't you guys using Jose to do digital signatures? Why are you proposing a new linked data signature mechanism? And that is mainly that's coming from someone that has been heavily involved in the Jose work, and believes that we are trying to propose the linked data signatures stuff by trying to do an end around the security community, right? So he believes that the security community is in the Jose group, And because the security community is in the Jose group and they have not been actively participating in the linked data signatures stuff, that we are trying to go around them. And it's not that. That's not what's happening. It's that that group has been very focused on Jose. They have a particular set of things that they have to get done because they're chartered to get them done, and therefore they don't have the spare bandwidth to look at the linked data signatures stuff. Clearly, we are going to get a very, very thorough security review on linked data signatures if we're going to use it for things like payments and identity and credentials. But the main pushback on that is we're using this security mechanism that is not necessarily that is not on through the same amount of security review that the Jose stuff has gone through. So that's kind of where we are with the security stuff. Does that answer your question, Nate? At least from the pushback
totally.
On those two. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely worth paying attention to what those concerns are. I mean, working in the Badges community, we have lots of similar concerns about the privacy can be well enough protected with credentials, whether once the identifier that was used gets out, whether it's, ever possible to sort of put the genie back in the bottle. And then I think on the signatures, yeah, definitely we will eventually need that major, high-level security review. But we could always fall back to Jose if for some reason LD signatures just is not good enough. I mean, we don't want to necessarily roll our own security, but we do want the features that the proposed LD signatures spec provides. So if they're possible, we want to use them. And if not, we will, we'll definitely work with the security community to make sure that there is a strong, strong crypto validity on the work that we're doing.
Yeah, and I think it's also very important to point out that the linked data signature stuff is not inventing any new security cryptography primitives. We are not doing that. We are reusing the stuff that has been at the IETF for the last 15 to 20 plus years, right? So I think that the problem here is that the person that is making these statements on the security issues around linked data signatures thinks that we're trying to invent a new cryptography mechanism when we're not. We're just reusing RSA encryption reusing RSA and digital signatures. We're reusing or will potentially reuse the elliptic curve DSA stuff. We are reusing cryptography primitives. The new thing is the graph normalization stuff and the message format that explains what the signature is, the type of signature it is. So once the people that were railing against the security stuff, at least at the face-to-face,
Mono, what was the second thing you mentioned there besides normalization?
The message structure of the signature. So the what the signature message structure looks like in JSON-LD, basically. What are the keys and values of the signature? So once the security folks at the Web Payments face-to-face understood that we weren't trying to create a new form of cryptography, they said, oh, well, that should be a fairly easy security review at that point because they know how to review that kind of stuff. So instead of using like X509 to hold the data, and we're using a different format, but the same cryptography primitives that have been tested time and time again over the last 15 to 20 years. Eric, you're on the queue.
Thank you, Mandy. I'm going to pose this to you as a question and a statement at the same time. The idea of signing these credentials, although we find is it critically important, or is it an option? So, for example, the Badge Alliance, for the most part, most people are doing hosted badges or hosted credentials, and perhaps signing is not critical to them. So, can we say that the signing of these credentials is an option? It's not necessarily a requirement, and therefore freeing us up a little bit more to support those who just don't necessarily care about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the clear answer to that at this point is you don't have to sign any of these credentials. You can they can just be statements, and there can be plenty of different ways of validating the data. So, for example, if a credential or badge has, like you know, the Open Badges badges, if it has some alternate way of validating the badge, like it's a hosted credential, that other validation mechanism could be used. The digital signatures are primarily for very, very high stakes stuff. Like financial industry is not going to be happy with the hosted solution. They've already said that that's completely off the table for them because they just you know, there's way too much at stake in the banking and finance sector. But in other industries, other industries that don't have the same kind of high stakes requirements, and therefore there doesn't need to be a signature on there. And honestly, if you receive one of these credentials and there's a signature on there, you don't have to check it, right? It's up to the recipient, it's up to the credential consumer to figure out whether or not they want to actually verify the credential or not. So I think
it's always a case of buyer beware, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a receiver or a consumer, you know, you should validate and verify the data. But if it's not there or not provided by the issuer, the primary source data, then that option may not be available to you. And then you can make a decision whether or not you want to accept that credential or not.
Yep.
And if it doesn't meet your litmus test of having signed credentials, then you can reject it.
Yep.
But if it's not there and you still don't mind it not being there, then you should – the credential format, JSON-LD, the structure, the context, all the things that we can agree on of interoperability should still hold true.
Correct. Yep, exactly right. Okay, any other comments or questions on the credential working group plan? Richard, did that timeline seem reasonable to you?
Yeah, I think it is. Reasonable on the accelerated part. Reasonable. That sounds wonderful, but also I'm not sure how we can achieve it. I mean, it's just from the sound of how long it takes people to make decisions. But that answered my question. I just think we need to do the parallel path rather than waiting to see if this turns out. I think we should be exploring the other path just to make sure we don't have a big stall if this doesn't turn out.
Yep. The only thing that's preventing us from doing that is someone to take the lead on it. So if someone can step forward and take the lead with talking about this stuff with IMS Global, then we can run that in parallel, no problem. So for those on the call, think about it and see if you want to take the lead or say that you want to take the lead toward the end of the call when we talk about.
Well, let me talk to Gary, who's our IMS Global connection to that, and see whether we have the bandwidth on that. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. All right. Great. Okay. Anything else on credentials working group plan before we jump to the next item?
Manu, just to dovetail that statement that with Gary and IMS. I will be at IMS's global quarterly meeting, and they've invited me to talk about the work that we're doing here. So this is sort of a little directed back to Richard. You know, Gary arranged that to happen, so there is some synergy going on.
Okay.
And that could help in our recruiting process is basically the bottom line is what I'm saying.
So I guess there are two things here. I mean, the concern I have is over a mixed message. You know, if you go there and say, this stuff is happening at W3C, and if it doesn't happen at W3C, we would like it to happen at IMS Global, right? There's some concerns over giving a mixed message. I think, Richard, you have an excellent point. We need to run this stuff in parallel. And maybe we say this is happening at W3C, or, you know, we're planning on it happening at W3C, but maybe taking the IMS Global management folks aside and saying there's a possibility that it may not happen at W3C, and at which point we want this stuff to continue, and would IMS Global be willing to pick that up at that point? Richard,
I think the message is different. I don't think it's an or. Or I think it's more like we'd like you to join what we're doing at the WC3. All of you are members here at IMS Global, stand to benefit from it. Please join the work that we're doing. That's the message I want to convey.
Okay. Richard, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm wondering, there'll be opportunities for them to contribute unique components to this that are specific to the learning environment, as the same way there would be with a healthcare entity or a banking entity that can contribute specific aspects of this. And they may very well wrapper that in their own standards and their own efforts tied to their Caliper initiative and others around how you measure and document learning. So I think it's getting them to associate the work they're going to do anyway with the WC3 initiative, have them join it, as Eric said, but that other parallel path of doing they're already doing standards work. It's not like they're going to stop or start because we said to. But it could grow into a broader standards effort that could cover credentials in the learning space if we don't get anywhere with WC3, and they could take on more rather than just covering their unique parts. That's my thought.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I think what we're going to do is leave it to both you and Eric to coordinate on the message and take it to IMS Global. Does that – I mean, everything you just said seemed like it was fairly aligned with what Eric was saying. So
okay.
Both of you are going to work on finalizing that message and taking that to IMS Global?
Right.
Okay. All right. All right, anything else on this topic around credentials, working group plan, and W3C? Okay, so to reiterate, this group is doing recruiting. That is what we're focusing on right now, and we're focusing heavily on it. I have an action to write up 2 blog posts about why this attempt at credentials is going to succeed where the other ones have failed and where W3C can add value. I think that those are our marching orders for the next 2 months, I think. Okay, so with that being said, let's talk about recruiting.
You're going to do some introductions first?
I'm sorry, you're right, Ryan. Let's do introductions. Topic, introductions of new members. Let's do some introductions of new members on the call. Matt, would you mind starting off?
Sure. I'm Matt Collier, and I'm working with Digital Bazaar on this work and also authorization work.
Let's see, Christoph Dorn. Go ahead, Christoph.
Hi, I'm I work independently. I've been like Digital Bazaar, working on things for a long time. My work is focused on software tooling, especially to onboard developers into open source development. And my interest is in embodying all the open specs in the open tool. As an open prototype that people can then take into any direction to scale it. So my interest is in securing the whole credential side and staying up to date with what's going on and incorporating that into tooling for people to onboard very early.
Fantastic. Welcome, Christoph. Jim Goodell?
Hi, I'm Jim Goodell. With Quality Information Partners. For the past 5 years or so, QIP has been the lead contractor for the U.S. Department of Education on the Common Education Data Standards. So I'm interested from the education credential and workforce credential side of things. Sunny and Nate know me off and on the Badge Alliance calls and such.
Yeah, we're really glad to have Jim on the Badge Alliance standard call, and glad you came over here too, Jim.
Great, thank you, and yes, welcome, Jim. Okay, I think that's all the new folks on here. So yes, welcome all. Thank you for joining. Okay, so next up is recruiting. So we have this list. Let me find it. Credential. Recruiting. So we have this recruiting list that we've put together. I was going to run through the ones that have my name beside them and say who's responded, who hasn't. Unfortunately, we had an extended power failure last night, and we came into some of our servers on fire this morning, so that took precedence. I will try and get a list by the end of today to specifically Eric Korb and Richard Varn, with the W3C members that have not responded yet, so that both of you can divvy it out to your teams to follow up with them. Let's see. Last week we had said that it may be a better strategy for people to take the lead, construct their own introductory bits on what credentials is and why groups should join the credential CG calls, and just go and directly try and get these organizations involved. Looking down at, down at the page 3, we've got a set of new large W3C members. And I'd like folks on this call to commit to contacting the ones that have not already been contacted. So let's go down the list. Parchment, Eric Korb, you've got your name beside this. Do you feel like you could chase them down this week or next week?
Yes.
This week.
Yeah, I've started to, I've opened the door, but I need some more help, but I've opened the door and there's communication going on.
Okay.
But I've not made a formal invite. I've asked softly.
Okay. Could we ask do a bit harder of an ask? Ask them.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the letters and stuff like that, the supporting documentation before I did that. So I've been soft pedaling until I had documentation, but it looks like we're getting ready to have that docs finalized. I think we mentioned in the last meeting, in the last call, I think every call is talking about having a common message that we'd all agree on so that we're not saying different things.
I think we're backing off from that, and we're saying that there are two documents that exist now. Primarily,
mm-hmm.
there is the executive summary that exists. So
okay.
This document, let me find it. Executive summary.
I remember the document. I have a link
to
it.
Credentials. I'm giving it to the new folks. Executive summary.
But the bottom line just answered, Manu. I'm gonna act on it. So.
Okay. Great. We're transitioning over to hard asks. If you don't feel that you have documentation that you need to make it happen, let us know immediately on the call. But I think we're asserting that you should have everything you need to just go out and make the initial contact and the initial ask. Eric, I'm putting you down beside Parchment. And then what are the other two organizations you want to do, Eric? You want to, let's see, is there I think your name's beside on this list anyway, Credly, ScriptSafe, and Accredible, and the National Student Clearinghouse.
Right.
Which one of those do you want to, let's do three at a time.
I got them all.
Say again?
I can't do Prometric. I don't have a strong contact there. I was hoping that perhaps that could be done by somebody who has a stronger contact.
Okay.
Credible, I don't know. I think they're too early.
Okay.
I'm just making some assessments as I'm looking at the list. Does anybody have a stronger contact at a Credible? At the Badge Alliance, maybe? I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's take them your name off of that one.
ScriptSafe I have. Credly, I can do that, but it wouldn't hurt if it also came from Badge Alliance people, too, since they're members
of
that.
Did you say Credly, Eric?
I can certainly reach out to Jonathan. I speak to him, you know, often, but it wouldn't
right.
be bad if maybe if you and I wanted Nate to tag team him.
Yeah, we can do that together.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is Credly. So that's Eric and Nate, 2015-06-30. Okay, so Eric, you've got three that are hard asks, so... I think what we're going to do from now on is every week we're going to check in with people to see where they got with those organizations.
IQ4, I would say that we have a relationship with them. I just don't know if they're funded to do it, but we can find out.
Yeah. I mean, at this is the point that we kind of find out. You know, the ask is send someone to this community group, and if they say they can't do that, then they're probably not, you know, at the level that we need them to be. Okay.
How about other? I don't want to put the words in the mouth of the Open Badge Alliance, but are there some more like European people we can get, like Digital Promise? You know, or some of those guys?
Well, Digital Promise isn't European, but we could very possibly get them.
I thought they were UK. I'm sorry. I may have missed it. What am I thinking of?
You're probably talking about Digital Me.
Yeah, Digital Me. Oh, sorry. Thanks, Nate. The one I'm thinking of is the Badge Factory.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're
So you think those they might be factory?
I don't
factory.
Know. I mean, I met them at Carnegie event, but I don't have a strong relationship with them.
Okay.
I could make an initial feeler with them. That's Eric Roussel, the CEO, and the company should be listed as Descendum Oy, and I'll paste that into the chat.
Okay, so that's Descendum Oy. That's a pretty awesome company name. Okay, and then, Nate, did you say you're going to reach out to Badge Factory and
Descendum Oy is the company that makes Badge Factory. That's the product.
Okay, got it. So you said you're going to reach out to them?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Nate, are there any two other ones that you're willing to pick up here?
Why don't you put Digital Me down also?
Okay, Digital M-E?
Yeah, I think uppercase on M-E in single word. But...
How about Concentric Sky?
Yeah, and actually you should replace Oregon Center for Digital Learning with Concentric Sky. I think we would do that through the company side, not through the nonprofit that we in part sponsor.
Okay. I mean, and I would say that so you've been a very regular attendee here, which is fantastic. I think the question to Concentric Sky is, would they be willing to become a W3C member and join the work, right? 15. Yeah, I mean, if folks are getting good progress with these organizations, the question that W3C really wants to have answered is, are these organizations going to become new W3C members if we start the work? Because if the answer is no, they don't care, right? I shouldn't say they don't care. It's that it's not the thing that is going to push this thing over the hill. Okay, so Nate, you've got Concentric Sky, you've got Digital Me and Descend Amoy, right?
Yep. And edX and Unison.
Okay, do you want to commit to getting progress on those by next week?
Sure. Yeah, I can talk to them. edX was interested. They already have some kind of relationship with the W3C and might be able to do like an in-kind trade for a membership. But I think they'd be interested in promising that membership around the credentials issue versus any other thing that the W3C is working on.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I'm not sure exactly who to contact at at Unison, but I will find out by the end of the week.
Okay. All right.
And where does somebody like Mozilla fall into this?
Well, Mozilla is in a very strange place. I think that's where we are with Mozilla right now, because the folks that were at the face-to-face were pretty against the whole credential stuff happening, and that wasn't just, you know, Adam Muntner. It was David Barron, who has a pretty big voice on the W3C Technical Architecture Group and W3C. So if David Barron doesn't feel like Mozilla should get involved, they are probably not going to get involved, which is very
strange. Definitely involved in they're definitely involved in the Badge Alliance work. So
yeah, so I think we're going to look to Sonny and Nate for direction on what we should do with Mozilla, because I'm at a loss as to what the organization's, you know, thinking when it comes to open badges.
Many different things, I think.
Yeah. It's obvious from the outside that that's kind of what's happening, and that's unfortunate.
They are committing to support badges strongly going forward, so we'll see how that support translates.
So I think what would be very interesting is getting the person that is driving that from within Mozilla involved in the work. Like, they're the people that need that person needs to stand up and say something. Versus the folks that are not really connected with the work, which is what we've been hearing from Mozilla. We've been hearing people not connected with the Mozilla work speaking out against it accidentally. Sonny, would you be able to kind of do a follow up with Mozilla in chat with them?
Is Sonny still on? I don't see her in the IRC
list. Okay. She's not on.
She just said she lost her internet 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Okay. Well, we'll wait to hear back from Sonny then. Eric, we've got John Benson down here for a number of healthcare organizations. Would you be able to get him to start the process on that? Like, could you and Joe work together to give him a feeder document or just an intro document that he could send to?
Yeah, I just can't commit. I can't commit to that by the next meeting, given it's a holiday weekend and all that, but I will commit to doing it.
Okay, all right. So I won't put anything down for that. Let's see, who else do we have on the call? Brian Sletten. Do you have any contacts that you feel like you'd leverage new W3C members or new large W3C members?
Off the top of my head, no, but I will think about it and see if I can come up with any.
Okay. And then Greg, can you think of any?
No, not really anyone that I'm connected with.
Okay. Christoph, any thoughts?
I'll check around. There may be a couple, but I can't promise anything. They're very busy right now.
Okay. And then Jim Goodell, any thoughts on recruiting or who we could recruit?
No, I don't have anything to add at this point.
All right. And then Richard Varn, National Retail Federation, we don't have any contacts there. And the retailers are one of the ones that said that they would be very interested in this stuff, at least at the face-to-face. Do you think that's worth chasing down?
Yes, I do. I will take this up with them. They have different forums that this could be discussed at. I'm not going to say they're going to be fast in responding, but some of their members will be, like Walmart. Walmart's got an initiative around trying to credential through training a certain level of skill in their, you know, in their various levels of retail work. So they've recently funded an effort around that. So some of the members may respond quicker, but I'll start with the association and see how they want to handle it, because they would be the quickest way to get a lot of people involved,
okay,
or to join on behalf of all of them.
Okay. Let me see. I feel like there was some organization that said from the Walmart side of things. Let's see. Looking up the respondents.
There's a competing organization. I just let you know. There's two national associations for retail. I work with one of them. The other one is called RELA, a Retail Industry Leaders Association, and I don't really associate with them for competitive reasons of my own associates. But Target belongs to that one. So you have a little, there's always a little rift in some associations, and that's one in this industry. So you,
okay,
you may want to pursue someone else who knows Target and or the RELA people.
We have strong contacts at Target through the web payments group, so I will follow up with Target on that. The problem with Target,
okay,
is that they're already a W3C member, so W3C has already extracted the membership fee out of them. It's very important to have them on board, but they're already a group. So we have the Merchant Advisory Group with a clear yes, the organization would join the credentials work. And the person that responded is Matt Howarter, and he's from Walmart. So he handles all the Walmart standards. He understands what we're doing, and he gave us a very clear yes, we're interested. And as you know, Walmart rarely comes out and says things directly. They say it through Merchant Advisory Group and their representation there.
Can you send me that name so I can use it when I'm talking to NRF?
Yeah. Let's see.
Or
so,
just spell it out loud, either one.
Yeah. Matt, M-A-T-T, space, last name is H-O-W-A-R-T-E-R, from the,
okay,
Merchant Advisory Group.
Thanks.
Yep. And I've got another guy, Mario, I forget his last name, from Merchant Advisory Group, that's involved in the web payments group as well. So we have good representation from the MAG saying that they're very interested in the work. Okay, so let's see. Looking back down that list. So, Richard, you're signing up for National Retail Federation. Can you think of two other organizations you can reach out to this week?
I was going to do ACT, American College Testing, and I talked to my boss, who's on the Prometric board, about whether Prometric would be interested in this, and his answer is they generally would have to see it as of immediate benefit to them to care, and they're that way. So I don't know how much progress. I will contact them, but I'd rather have another one, because I think they're, you know, they'll either take forever to answer us or it'll be no. So we do have two other companies we've contacted here, Accenture and CSC, who are vendors to us. So I'm going to follow up to see if we can kind of reinforce that contact and see if they're interested.
Sorry,
Accenture does a lot of implementations of identity management and things related to that. They work with a lot of banks and various industries, so if we could get them interested. And I don't know if they're – do you guys know if they're WC3 members, either of them, CSC, Computer Sciences Corporation, or Accenture?
I think CSC might be I will have to look at the list.
Well, I can take those, at least as a recruiting, so – and I'll take Prometric, but I'm not promising anything there, even though we own them. They're stubborn. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, research consortium.
It's CSC is their. I don't think they even go by their name anymore. I think they actually were called Computer Sciences Corporation at one time. I think they just go by CSC now.
Okay. CSC. So you're going to
And Accenture.
And then Accenture. Okay, all right, so those are your three.
And ACT, you got ACT, right?
Yes.
I actually have four, ACT, Prometric, and okay, thanks.
Yep, ACT, Prometric, CSC, and Accenture, that's what you're, and NRF, that's, you're down for
right.
Five. Okay. Let's see, Brian Sledden is asking if the National Association of Convenience Stores, or NACS, is on there. We have very strong connections with NACS and Verifone and Kinexys, which is that part of the retail space, smaller retail space. And they have already said that they are completely in on this stuff. They were very frustrated with the outcome of the web payments face-to-face. So we can definitely count them as in. And you know what? I really should put them on the list. Let me do that. Actually, you know, yeah, I'll reach out to them. But we should count that Kinexys, and NACS, and most likely Verifone are going to be very clear yeses. They want to be involved. Okay. Anyone else think that they could do recruiting? Okay, so that's it for the recruiting call this week. I'm going to reach out to a large number as well this week. We don't have enough time to get into the decentralized identifiers discussion today, so let's let that slip to next week. There's nothing high priority there. Okay. Anything else that we should discuss today? Anything else that we should be aware of before the call next week? Okay. If not, thank you everyone for the call this week, and we'll chat again next Tuesday. Have a good week. Bye.
Yep.